A rapidly moving aerial view of the bridges of New York City by day, becoming the neon-lit skyline of Manhattan by night. Gold dots form the word Miramax, and then, in block white letters, Miramax Films. The letter K superimposed on a blue-edged burst of white light, the logo of Sidney Kimmel Entertainment. Miramax Film presents in association with Sidney Kimmel Entertainment. This is that production. In jaunty yellow capitals, Adventureland. In 1987, at a college party, a teenage boy with mousy curly hair, green eyes, and a dimple in his long chin, wearing a check shirt over a black t-shirt with the word censorship printed across it, is looking intently at a pretty brunette. He swallows nervously.
Hey, wanna get out of here?
What a rager, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it weird that all this all happened at the end of the semester? You and me.
James, I don't think I can see you anymore.
You don't? What do you mean?
Sorry.
The girl shrugs awkwardly and leaves. The boy is with two male friends.
Women are mercurial, man.
And you did just start dating last week.
It was 11 days ago.
You didn't tell her about the Scarlet V, did you?
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, Brennan.
What?
You did. You promised me.
Look, I don't lie to people who I care about.
Yes, but you could have just left it out of the narrative. You know? You don't want Virgin to be your signifier.
He takes one semiotics class. I'm supposed to.
Yeah, drink up.
You need to bed down the next lonely, plain-looking, insecure depressive who throws herself at you and get it over with.
Look, I know most people have low standards. I guess I'm indifferent.
Well, you know what? We'll find you a girl. All right, when we're on the continent.
Here's to sexually permissive cultures.
Yes. Focus on Europe. It's going to be a transformative experience.
Graduates celebrate with their families.
Yeah, so I researched some more youth hostels, and the median cost is just a little higher than I expected, about $7.68 more. Multiplied by the 42 days is $322.56.
Bill, do you want to take this?
Excuse me, can you... get me a refill here. That's an old fashioned.
So with the $368 I have from Grandpa's trust fund plus the $900 you guys are already giving me, thank you. I do need an additional $279.11.
James, we didn't want to spoil your graduation, but well, your father has been transferred to a different department.
Really? Is that bad?
Yes, we're making less, considerably less.
Because this trip was my graduation present, so.
Oh, sweetie, I am so sorry about this trip. But I'm afraid we just can't afford it.
You could still help me with rent next year, right?
All right, James, you're not listening to me.
Here you go, sir.
There it is. Thank you very much. Listen, here's to you, kiddo. Happy graduation.
Wait, what am I going to do about grad school? You know, Columbia is holding a spot for me.
Well, if you end up deciding that's what you want to do, then obviously you're going to have to get a job.
A summer job?
Summer in Pittsburgh. That's fucking harsh.
It's a nightmare. They don't like people like me where I'm from. You know, we're romantics. I read poetry for pleasure sometimes.
Hey, yeah, well, you know what? Don't worry about it, all right? You know, with my dad's connections, we'll get a great deal on an apartment. And, hey, I'll float you for the first few months.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Hey, don't worry about it.
What the hell are you doing? Our parents are right over.
What? Them? They're clueless. Fuck, this is good weed. Speaking of which, I just want you to know that you'll be with me in spirit this summer.
Hey, yeah. Put that away.
Take it.
No.
Take it.
No.
Take it.
Okay.
Look, James, I know things suck right now, all right? But look at it this way. In a few short months, you'll be with me in New York City. The greatest fucking city in the world. Like we always talked about, man. Living the adventure together. Quit worrying, Brennan. That's what the weed is for.
James, being driven off, looks behind him and waves at Eric, who salutes him as he puffs on some weed. Over blurred images of fairground light bulbs spinning round, credits appear. Jesse Eisenberg, Kristen Stewart, Martin Starr, Kristen Wiig, Bill Hader, Margarita Laveva, Jack Gilpin, Josh Pius, Wendy Malick, Mary Birdsong, Matt Bush, Paige Howard, Dan Bittner, and Ryan Reynolds. The blurred images gradually come into focus. Casting, Anne Goulder. Music supervisor, Tracy McKnight. Music by Yola Tengo. Costume designer, Melissa Toth. Edited by Anne McCabe. Production designer, Stephen Beatrice. Images of a small rural town with a cantilever bridge. Director of photography, Terry Stacey. Co-producer, Declan Baldwin. Executive producers, William Horberg, Bruce Toll. Produced by Sydney Kimmel, Anne Carey, Ted Hope. Written and directed by Greg Mottola. James stares glumly out of the car window as they drive down a street of suburban houses. They come past a boy in a yellow headband on a bicycle. He turns to them with a cheerful grin and gives them the finger. James presents his credentials to an overweight restaurant manager.
I really haven't had that many jobs, per se, but here are my academic records and my extracurricular activities. I wrote for the Gordian Knot. It was a literary journal in college, and in math I got a 770 on the SATs, so I assume I'd be good at tabulating checks.
These are the only jobs you ever had?
No. I also spent several years taking care of a neighbor's lawn, the Palmieri's. I have their letter of recommendation here.
All right, fill this out. I'll call you if anything comes up.
Okay.
On the phone, with his parents in the kitchen.
No, I've never actually driven an asphalt mixer, per se, but I did once drive my friend's van to Wisconsin on a pretty lengthy road trip. Yeah. So, okay, is there any way I could take lessons? They hung up. What am I supposed to do? I'm not even qualified for manual labor. The only place I know I can get a job is with a Frigo.
What, in Adventureland? You got a concussion on the teacup ride there when you were six.
You can do better, kiddo.
No, there's nothing. I majored in comparative literature and Renaissance studies. Unless someone needs help restoring a fresco, I'm screwed.
Oh, for God's sake, Phil!
Later, James mows a lawn. Frigo, the boy in the headband, cycles up behind him.
Frigo! Hey, get off of me!
Brent, come here!
Frigo, stop. Frigo, okay.
There's a lawnmower.
Frigo whacks James in the balls.
Look out, Brennan!
In hazy sunshine, James cycles along a pavement through the open gateway of Adventureland.
Right here, sir. Right here, sir.
A man waves him through.
Oh, fantastic time.
James addresses a woman with a walkie-talkie.
I don't have much work experience, per se, but
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bobby?
A guy with a brush moustache comes up.
James. Oh, they're gone. This is James, and he's applying for a games job.
Games? Oh, great.
Good.
Let's get you set up.
Actually, Bobby, I prefer a rides job if it's still open.
You look more like a games guy, plus Sarah got out the games application. So, all
okay.
Right.
Yeah, no,
my name is Bobby. Okay, rules. No freebies. No free turns for your friends. No free upgrades. No free food.
So just nothing is free here.
Everybody has to pay for everything. And more importantly, working in games... No one ever wins a giant-ass panda.
Yeah, we don't have that many left.
Cool. Can you hand me a T-shirt, please?
Here, I have a resume. I don't know if you still want to take a look at it.
The woman hands Bobby a T-shirt.
James, am I pronouncing that right? James?
James?
Yeah. Okay, by accepting this T-shirt, you are...
Hired.
Well, sorry. Usually a... more of a ceremonial thing.
Sorry.
The T-shirt.
Okay, new guy, let's get this over with.
Joel, a nerdy guy, also in a grey games T-shirt, throws James a money apron, and they walk out into the grounds of the amusement park.
Here we are at the first of many shitty games. This one is inexplicably called the Flying Dutchman. Even more inexplicable is how they decided to spell it.
F-L-I-G-H.
$1 buys 5 rings. If one of the rings lands on one of the red bottles, they win a giant-ass panda.
That is a giant-ass panda.
Yeah, it's the best prize in the park, and that's because this game is unwinnable. Observe. I'll drop a ring from 3 inches away.
So, nobody ever wins?
If someone wins a giant-ass panda on your watch, you should just go home because you're fired, okay? So the object of the game is to knock the hat off the dummy with a softball, except, as you'll see, half the hats are glued on.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we pay little Malaysian kids 10 cents a day to make these toys. We can't just give them away. You get a 5-minute bathroom break every 2 hours. I recommend saving a few of those up in case you have to go number two.
Free go.
I got you working on games? Or was it? It's like a pussy!
You know that demented person?
Yeah, I used to be my best friend. And I turned four.
So if you stand directly below the hoop, you'll see that it's been hammered into an oval shape. But from back there, the sucker just can't tell.
Jesus, that's so wrong.
A criminal abuse of the laws of perspective.
Yeah, well, people are getting ripped off.
Yeah, Trotsky, let's get you a booth. So your life must be utter shit, or you wouldn't be here.
I was supposed to go to Europe, but my family has money problems.
Wait till your parents start making you pay rent. My dad even makes me pay utilities.
Adventureland fills up with kids of all ages. Four guys sit next to a model of a clown with a gaping mouth on top of a waste bin. A little girl throws a ball at a bowler-hatted mannequin. Kids enjoy a slow carousel. James has been assigned the Derby Day game, where balls rolled into holes move the riders across the course. He spots a boy very publicly picking his nose and shudders to himself. A slob throws down rubbish.
Hey, litterbug, in the clown mouth.
The Derby Day game ends.
Okay, we have a winner. It's the purple horse. Green's in second, yellow's third. Congratulations. There you go. You can have that.
Bobby and Paulette come up.
Hey, James?
Yeah?
I think we can maybe, you know, take it up a notch.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'm not the right guy to run this game. I think I should probably be on the Ryan's department.
No. You're more of a game guy.
Jerry, you're very gamey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a horse race before? Have you ever, heard one on the radio?
Harness racing or, the normal kind?
That's a good question.
That doesn't really matter. The Kentucky Derby, have you seen the Kentucky Derby, the way they announce it on the radio? And it's
really...
Yeah,
200 going.
It's an auction. So don't, just get into it, and make it a show, make it a performance, you know what I mean? That's what people come for.
So let's take it to a 10.
All right, got faith in you.
Thank you.
Take it to a 10. I like that.
Okay.
Two dudes sit down to the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, put down your mint juleps. Horses are out at the starting gate. Okay, and they're up. And Red Bull's out of the gate, taking their own lead. But look out, here comes Green, issuing a challenge from the outside lane. Green runs well on a muddy track, folks, so today's conditions give him a slight edge. And yellow is dead last. But it's the point that after yellow's strong showing, Saratoga last spring. Wait a second. Out of nowhere, orange breaks ahead of the pack, and now the back stretch to orange and green, and orange chases by a nose. Green places in the red shows. Please come to the window to collect your winnings.
What window?
Huh?
There's a window?
No.
Here you go.
He tosses the winner a toy.
Congratulations, sir.
The winner scowls at the pink and white fluffy dog. James is being watched by a slender girl in a games t-shirt sitting cross-legged on her counter. He stumbles.
Our original initiative rapidly got all tangled up in the sale of arms and the sale of...
Mr. Brennan is slumped in front of the TV. James and his mother are reading on the sofa.
Why don't you call one of your old friends? I heard Danny's back in town. Or Pat.
And tell them I work as a carny? No, thank you.
At the Panda Store.
Yo, guy. Yeah. Give me five. Okay.
The customer's eyes dart shiftily.
Hey, I heard some big fat lady fell off the paratrooper.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that. Was she okay?
I don't know. Hey, you know what? Give me 10.
Okay.
You know what? Make it 15. Yeah, I heard she was this big fat slob of a woman. No?
Hey, you won! Check it out! And a way to go, Dom! And we're gonna go, Dom!
Oh, we got a winner!
Come on, check it out!
Okay, sir, actually, I saw you... holding him over the bottles, that's cheating.
No, he won fair and square, so you gotta give him a prize.
Yeah, I saw him throw it.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Guys, hey, fellas, I could lose my job.
This faggot's trying to rip off a kid.
The cheating man's got a knife.
Why don't you give the kid a fucking panda?
The slender games girl who spotted the knife hands one over.
Here you go, here's your panda.
Yeah, thanks. Here you go, Dom. Hey, just a little kid.
Wait, am I gonna get in trouble? No one's ever supposed to lose a giant ass panda.
Is it worth getting knifed over?
Hi, I'm James Brennan. I just started.
Oh, M. Nice to meet you. It sucks you're gonna lose your job your second day, James.
No. Shit, I need this job.
I'm kidding. You're okay. I'll tell Bobby you lost the panda at knife point.
Yo, Connell! Rocco!
A guy in shades and a leather jacket carrying a guitar strolls into view.
Who's that?
Connell. He's a maintenance guy.
Connell, in his late 20s, has light brown cropped hair and a confident swagger. Later, some of the staff are in a huddle.
Hey, Joe. Is that a pipe?
Yeah, I know. It's a revolting affectation, but it relaxes me.
Hey, Joel. Hi.
Hi.
You guys want some of this? I bagged it from Paulette. Cuban rum.
Long-haired pretty Em pours a little into James's beaker and then hands the bottle to pipe-smoking Joel.
I think somebody was trying to write Satan Lives on that wall, but they spelled it Satin Lives.
One of those textile-worshipping cults, no doubt.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Lou Reed, I like the TM. You know about Connell and Lou, right?
No, I don't know about them.
He doesn't... Time out. Guys, he doesn't know the legend.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
tell him.
Connell once jammed with Lou Reed.
Really?
Yeah.
Story?
Lou Reed? D. Lou Reed.
So Connell's like a real musician?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a monster.
Yeah, man. He's got his own band. It's freaking
yeah,
awesome. Freaking
sexy.
He's got to get a little pussy with it.
Oh, he's married, you perv.
Nice pipe, Grandpa.
Pete, one of the staff, throws a corn dog at Joel.
There's a whole corn dog.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joel. My brother's such a douche.
That looks like it's us. Let's go, Panty Stain.
Panty Stain, that's me. Good night, everybody.
Hey, I could give you a ride if you want.
Really? Frigo, I got a ride. Really?
Well, what?
Yeah.
Thank you so
hey,
much.
What?
I got a ride. You can go. Good night.
You got a ride?
Yes.
All right, then why don't you ride this?
Pint-sized Frigo fists James in the ghoulies.
All right, I'll see you, brother.
What the hell was that?
It's just my life.
Em slots a cassette into her car tape deck. James bobs his head to the music and shoots her a shy smile. She returns the smile. She turns up the volume. Again, they glance at each other, exchanging companionable smiles. James turns his eyes to the window and heaves a deep sigh. Later, they're parked up across the street from the Brennan's house. Mrs. Brennan peeps through the net curtains and sees them.
Here, have some rum.
Thanks. Oh, shit. Sorry, my mother, she's very nosy.
He gives her a wave.
Yeah, she used to read my journals. I had to start writing them in Italian. I took Italian for a year. I went through an opera. Okay, she's gone.
He swigs down some rum.
So Joel told me that you're going to go to Columbia, grad school.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm at NYU right now.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. Maybe I'll run into you on the streets of NYC.
What are you studying?
Journalism. Yeah, I want to be like a travel essayist, but I want to report on the real state of the world. You know, like Charles Dickens, for example, wrote what you might call travel books, but he visited prisons and mental asylums.
That's cool.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it is. It's... But why do you have to go to grad school for that?
No, that's a valid question, but actually journalism is kind of like this old boys network. Still, you need the right connections. It's very Ivy League, very exclusive. Stupid. I think my mother would rather I intern at some Fortune 500 company or something like that.
Ah, fuck that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta go. I have to meet a friend.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for the ride.
Sure.
Em drives off, leaving James on the forecourt of his parents' house. Em looks pensive as she drives on, chewing at her nails. Up ahead, she sees a neon-lit sign outside the Stardust Bar and she pulls in next to a yellow car. Next day at Adventureland, James is sitting with Connell, who's fixing a rifle.
Yeah, I heard you jam with Louie.
I don't believe everything you hear.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it sometime.
So, where does your band play?
Usual shitholes around town. We need better musicians. Mm-hmm. We start a new band out in L.A.
Los Angeles?
It's gonna be cool. Going this winter.
A boy vomits.
You'll get better at avoiding that.
James starts cleaning up the sick. Em strolls up to them.
Hey, guys. A party at my house tonight. My dad's out of town.
I'm invited?
Yep. That's why I'm telling you. Connell?
You kiddies have fun.
Connell shoots her a look as she walks off.
She's cool, right?
I'm just smearing that around.
James wanders into M's party.
I'm a virgin at table games, so go easy on me.
We're having a ping pong tournament.
Hey.
Hey.
Nice dates.
Kind of, begs the question, why the hell you're working at Adventureland?
Well, you know, my dad's a lawyer. It's been his lifelong dream for his daughter to work at Adventureland.
High hopes.
Also gets me out of the house.
Free go.
So we can drink your parents' booze, that's okay?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Don't touch me. Hey, I actually brought something for the party.
What is that?
It's a joint.
Oh.
Yeah. Joints are passed around.
Weird. I had to go and get the extra boy to the bathroom, and I went back. I opened the door, and there were all of these pictures of him and Paulette.
Joel blows smoke rings as Sue dishes the dirt. M catches James's eye.
Hey, I'm gonna go for a swim. Anybody join me?
James can't believe she means him. In the outdoor pool, wearing her black T-shirt, she treads water as he peels off his jeans. He shifts awkwardly.
Come on.
Is anybody else coming in here? It's just us.
She shakes her head.
Yeah, okay.
He pulls off his polo shirt and jumps in his white Y-fronts.
See, it's not so bad.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
They circle each other.
Do you have any more of that pot?
Yeah, at home. Why?
We should make pot cookies.
Okay.
That would be so fun. Have you done that?
I have not.
I've had cookies.
My connections have all dried up, that's why I'm asking.
Your connections have dried up? Where do you think I have, like, ties to the underworld? I have five joints. You think I'm, like, put out a hit on somebody? Yeah.
Playfully, she pushes him under the water. He pushes her under. They both resurface.
Oh, my God!
I got you. I got you going. That's only 3 feet, so I can handle it.
He crouches in the water, looking up at her slim, delicate frame standing above him.
Let me get a drink.
Okay.
Go on.
She climbs out of the pool and he gazes at her from the water. She grabs a towel and at the door of the terrace turns to face him.
Come in?
Yeah.
As he starts to climb out, he glances down.
Yeah, I'll meet you inside.
Okay.
I'll meet you inside.
Okay.
He climbs out, his hand covering his groin.
Boner! You got a boner! Brennan's got a boner!
He falls back into the water. Inside the stylish house, M, bringing him a drink, finds him crouching by her record collection.
I like your records. Eno, Replacements, Six Star.
Oh, hey, give me your underwear.
Hmm?
I'll throw them in the dryer for you.
Mm-hmm.
Promise you'll get them back.
Yeah.
With a towel tucked around his waist, James carefully steps out of his Y-fronts.
Thank you.
Sucking on an ice cube, he strolls across the room, noticing a photograph.
Who's that?
It's my stepmom. I don't think there's any pictures of my mom in here. She died 2 years ago.
Really? Sorry.
My dad remarried last year. That's Francie. You see that unholy abomination in her head?
Yeah.
It's a wig.
Is it?
She had, like, a nervous breakdown when her first husband divorced her. Lost all her hair. I would feel bad if she wasn't such a status-obsessed witch. I'm buzzed. You?
Yeah, kind of.
Gazing at her with a puppy dog expression, he starts to make towards her and she lowers her eyes. Nearby, Frigo stands at a window peeing at the glass and grinning. James hurriedly takes a sip of his drink. Em looks round, but Frigo's gone.
What was that?
What was that?
I'm gonna go. You wanna go see what they're doing?
Yes.
James sighs with frustration. Later, he drives Frigo home.
I think I drank like a whole bottle of vodka.
You're drinking vermouth the whole night. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's a type of vodka.
Frigo staggers out.
Okay. Frigo, what are you doing? Okay. Good night.
At her house, M is tidying up.
Hello. broke up pretty early.
Wearing a fresh shirt, she peers out through the glass panel at the side of the front door and watches a yellow car arriving. In the living room, she puts on a record.
In here.
She straightens as Connell comes towards her. Standing on her tiptoes, she kisses him hungrily.
So we have, like, 5 minutes?
No. It's not much point in wasting time.
With a faintly sullen pout, she peels off her shirt. Perched against the back of the sofa, she looks up into his face. Towering over her, Connell leans down to kiss her, and picking her up in both arms, sits on the back of the sofa. She starts to pull off his black shirt. In the morning, the Adventureland team pull up blinds and drag away bags of rubbish. The long-haired news spreader, Munch, runs through the fairground.
Lisa P is back! Lisa P is back!
Lisa P? Did you hear that?
Lisa P is back! Star. Reddit! Lisa P's back!
Yeah, who's Lisa P?
Your mother of crap! Who's Lisa P?
That's Lisa P.
Joel points her out to James. A girl with pink hooped earrings beneath her long brown wavy hair, wearing a pink off-the-shoulder rides t-shirt, a pair of stone-coloured jeans over her slim thighs and pert bottom, slowly moves into view, a plump pink ice cream cone in her hand. A black girl in the same t-shirt and also carrying an ice cream cone walks by her side. Lisa P glances from side to side, fully aware of the effect she's having.
Oh my God, look at the shape of her ass. It's a platonic ideal. That ass is a higher truth. Look at that little portal of light just below her crotch. Right where the thigh meets the pudendum.
The pudendum? Pre-med?
I'm telling you, man, I've had dreams about that diamond-shaped portal. Look, she's coming over here, man. Be cool.
Okay, I'll try to hold it together.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Joe.
So I didn't expect you to be back here.
Oh, man, I had my whole summer, like, mapped out. Laying out by the pool by day, dancing by night. My dad got injured on the job. He's laid up, so I gotta help out.
Sorry to hear that. My mom has shingles.
Oh, well, I gotta go run the Music Express. I don't want Paul that bitching out on my first day. I'm Lisa.
James.
I heard you lost a giant ass panda at Knife Point.
Did you? I guess my legend precedes me.
What?
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, James.
Bye, Lisa. Bye, Kelly.
A mass of goldfish bowls.
Little more than 40% of these fish are dead.
I'm amazed at how tiny my paycheck is. I've been working doubles.
Well, we are doing the work of pathetic, lazy morons.
Jesus fucking Christ, they play the song like 20 times a day.
Fucking sadists. Fucking sadists!
At dusk, a swing ride shines like a neon-lit mushroom. James finds M.
Hey. Hey, I made you a tape. These are my favorite bummer songs. They're truly miserable, pit of despair type songs. I think you'll love it.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, you want to get a drink or something?
Sure.
They pull into the Stardust Bar where a live band is strutting its stuff. James and M knock back shots, then chase them down with beer.
Hey, I, feel like I should, tell you.
Tell me what?
Yeah, I had my heart broken recently. I don't know, I just thought I should tell you.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Who broke your heart?
The girl at school. Yeah, it was typical. I think there was something there. I think we actually had, like, potential. I don't know. I think she was afraid.
Afraid of what?
I don't know. Afraid of it being good or something.
Was the sex good?
She was very sexy.
You've been with a lot of girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we talking about, like intercourse specifically? No. Yeah. No, in that case, there were actually a few times that I... Yeah, a few times I could have done that, but it wasn't... It wasn't exactly right.
Wait, so you're telling me you're a virgin?
There were circumstances.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. I will... Okay, all right, for example, junior year, I was dating this girl, Betsy Cook. Betsy was kind of like, she was kind of a prude, actually. Anyway, one day I was reading Shakespeare, and I realized I don't really love this person. Yeah, it was one of the sonnets. Being your slave, what should I do but tend upon the hours and times of your desires? And I realized I don't want to tend to Betsy's hours or her times. I mean, that doesn't matter. Anyway, I drove to Betsy's house, and I was literally about to tell her. And that's the night she said she wanted to have sex. Can you believe it? It was the same, you know, it was the same night, so.
And you didn't just fuck her anyway?
Hmm? No. So, what about you? And, intercourse?
Can you stop saying intercourse?
Sure. Sure.
I don't know. There were guys in high school, and then, like, there were other ones.
Hmm. Were you in love with any of them?
No. Hell no.
Gotcha.
Oh, hey, it's Connell.
Hey, Connell.
Jimbo.
Hey, you know this place?
Yeah. Everybody knows this is my joint.
Connell shoots M an accusing look.
These guys were at the park. This is Ronnie.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hey.
We're gonna go meet some friends in the back.
Cool.
Connell leads his wife, Ronnie, towards the stage.
She's, like, really pretty.
Yeah, she is. She works at that lame disco razzmatazz. It's kind of sad.
Oh, yeah? I've never been there?
No, I mean, their marriage is sad. He didn't want it when we stripped.
The rockers standing back to back, headbang in the air. Connell, sitting at the table, glances round at Em and James.
Are you sure you want to go? The band is really awful.
Yeah, I just needed some air.
Okay.
They get into Em's car and drive across the floodlit cantilevered bridge.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad.
They're playing James's song tape.
Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on.
James turns his head and gazes at Em, who looks straight ahead, caught up in her thoughts.
Linger on. You're pale.
Hey, can we go somewhere?
Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as
M stops the car underneath the bridge.
Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't.
James steadies himself and then hurries after M, who's walking on ahead.
I've had but couldn't.
She turns to face him and he kisses her.
Linger on.
She breaks from the kiss, with a disbelieving shake of her head, puts her arms around him and pulls him close. Next morning, Joel, smoking his pipe, walks behind James, who's carrying a cardboard box.
You made out with her?
Yeah, I just kissed her. I don't know, came over me. It was incredible.
Cool, man. How was that?
Fantastic. Joel, she's like perfect, you know?
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
I gotta open my booth.
Joel walks off, leaving James hanging up giant felt bananas in his booth. Later, Connell's fixing a cable in James's booth.
Hey, do you have an ice pick I can jam into my ears? I can't listen to this song again.
I don't, but...
Connell tosses him a beer.
Be cool with that.
Okay, thanks.
Last night?
Wouldn't call it a date.
Run into M?
No, she's great. I just I don't know if I'm ready for a girlfriend yet. I'm kind of getting over a broken heart.
I hope you didn't tell her that, though.
Why?
You told her that, didn't you? James, no girl wants to hear about some other chick your heart out for.
Right. They don't?
They don't. Look, I'm not saying never be vulnerable with a girl. Just saying, don't play that card first.
Wait, it's a card? Like a card?
There's a science to it. You're probably pretty good at science. That works, though.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. Okay, observe.
Joel, M, and James in an arcade.
Two options. I can play it safe, pick them off from back here, or I can rush into the breach, guns a-blazing, make a run at the cortex, and bombs away.
Whoa.
Dentis fortunae vox. Fortune favors the bold. Virgil said that.
I'm sure Virgil had bionic mutant in mind. I'm gonna go punch out.
All right, bye.
Your turn, man.
Okay. M walks towards Connell.
Hi.
Hey.
I really want to see you tonight.
To me?
Yeah. Unless you got something else going on.
She glances back at James, who's playing on a machine.
Doing really good.
I jump when he jumps, just instinctively.
Where do you want to go? Not the backseat of your car.
I'm going to my mom's.
Lisa P, at a flipper machine, her pink lips glossy, tosses her hair in James's direction.
Hey, James.
Yeah. Whoa! Bonus round. Kudos.
I heard you might have some weed.
Yeah, I have a stash. Now, you like the ganja?
Sometimes.
At his mother's place, Connell puts on a record.
Beer?
You got anything stronger?
Yeah.
So what excuse do you give your mother for coming down here so late? Gotta pump some midnight iron.
Sometimes I come here to practice. Give Ronnie a break.
You still hot for your wife? What's the sex like?
Why would you say that? Don't be mean.
Jeez, you're sensitive.
No, I'm serious. When we're together, we're good to each other.
James takes a drag of a joint and passes it to Lisa P.
So, how's your dad?
Since he can't work, he's been so fucked up. Yeah, stays in bed a lot. Won't see anyone.
Men are prideful creatures.
Exactly.
They're sitting in a grounded fairground car. She passes back the joint.
Do you believe in God?
Well, theology doesn't come up a lot around here.
Yeah, but you see someone you love in pain, you sort of think about that kind of stuff.
I believe in love. I mean, I think that love is very transferable. I mean, transformable. I think that love makes things transform, you know?
I'm majorly high.
Shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, me too. Having dinner with my parents.
At home, Mr. Brennan watches James wolf down pasta.
Somebody's hungry.
James, I read that Pitt has some journalism courses.
Where did I tell?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was just thinking that, you know, it might make physical sense for you to stay close to home for a while. And they have these broadcasting internships on Mr. Rogers.
I get to intern on a kid's show? With marionettes? Mom, I thought you wanted me to go to an Ivy League school, like the one I've been accepted to.
I am just trying to be pragmatic.
Are there hand puppets?
Hmm?
Not marionettes. On Mr. Rogers. You know, like, royal greetings. I am Friday.
That's a terrible impression.
James, what is wrong with you?
Bobby.
We the people, in order to have a more perfect union, say, let's party! Incredible performing canines tonight.
Another person misses the clown's mouth.
Get the clown out. Come on, get out.
Eat it.
The man hurls the can at Bobby, who lurches after him.
Get up. Come on, little man. Come here. Yay! All right. Hey,
Bobby fights to catch his breath.
I don't even celebrate July 4th. You know, I celebrate Bastille Day.
That's my Bastille Day is going to be a blast for me. Oh my God.
James, Em, and Joel look up into the night sky at the start of the firework display. James, trying to look casual, perches next to Em. Em, sitting with her hands in her lap, glances at him, acknowledging his proximity. They both raise their eyes to the fireworks exploding in the sky. Sitting on the wall behind them, Joel, eating a corn dog, watches Em smile softly at James. In the deserted car park of Adventureland, James and Em are necking. The park attendant bangs on the window.
Whoa. Park's closed, Em.
Yeah, Rich, you scared the hell out of us.
Rich, it's me, James.
Park's closed, James.
Okay, we'll leave soon, okay?
Better leave now, the park's closed.
All right, we better leave now.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
Rich waves his baton. At a parent's house, the necking continues on the leather sofa in the living room.
I think you're so beautiful.
They spring up. Em's dad with his wife, Francie.
Hey, kids.
Hey, what's going on?
It's my friend James, Dad.
Hi, nice to meet you, sir.
James covers his crotch with a cushion.
Nice to meet you, James.
You too.
Hi, Dad. James. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I'm gonna go do some work before bed. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, party pooper.
Francie in her brown wig gives the kids a playful smile.
So, it was a lovely party at the Melnicks. And, you know, their daughter, Lori, is lovely. Now, she said you two used to be best friends.
She used to sleep over in, like, junior high.
Did you know that she is at law school at Northwestern?
Lori Melnick, she once violated our cat Gypsy with a ballpoint pen.
All right, Emily, that's enough, young lady.
We'll see you later.
Sai.
Em gets up from the sofa and pulls on a hoodie. She comes out onto the terrace, shaking her head with exasperation.
I can't believe my dad wants to be with that. Do you want to hear something fucked up? When my mom first started getting, like, really sick, my dad starts going to temple. He's never been serious about his faith. But he decided to buddy up to God, like he thought it was going to help save my mom. And that's where he met Francie. My mom loses her hair in chemo, and my dad starts fucking a bald woman. It's just weird.
James, watching her, lamely steps closer.
I'll take it on.
She sidles past him and goes into the house, leaving him even more nonplussed. Next day at Adventureland, Lisa P and Kelly are dancing near to the giant Music Express waltzer ride, sinuously shaking their hips and twirling their arms. Bobby and Connell, sitting in Bobby's office, are watching them through a window.
Find some pilot for the day out. Put that disco station on.
Hey, you know, I'm a one-man woman.
James comes in.
Hey, Bobby, I'm on break.
All right, let's see what he did. Hey, babe, how's it going? Hello? Yeah, he's right here.
It's your mother.
Bobby passes the phone to Connell.
Sorry.
Hey, Ma. No, Ma, it's a pilot light. It's supposed to be on. No, the place is not going to blow. Ma, I'll be right there. There you go. Jimbo, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You got one of those little baby joints on you?
I do.
Let's go.
Connell strides off with James tagging on behind him. both of them clocking Lisa P's swaying and twirling body in an inviting smile. In Connell's car, they smoke the joint.
Is your mom okay?
Mm. Yeah, she's a little dramatic, my mom. Kind of nutty since my dad skipped out.
Where'd he go?
Left a long time ago. This is cool.
Yeah, Lou Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Satellite of love.
Of course. Right on.
Yo, you gotta tell me your Lou Reed story. He's like a real hero to me.
I mean, how's it going down?
I don't know, it's going to sad. She's... I think I'm in love with her.
Connell, taking another drag of the joint, keeps his eyes on the road. He pulls up outside his mother's house.
This will just take a second, Jimbo. Don't finish that joint.
Satellite of love. Satellite of love.
Later in the amusement arcade at Adventureland, Em walks up to Connell, who's playing mini bowling.
Hanging out with your boyfriend earlier. He's in love with you.
What?
He said, quote, I think I'm in love with her.
Em looks at him impassively.
Right.
She wanders off, stopping alongside Sue, who's counting up tickets.
Hey, are you going to Rasmus tonight? It's two for Tuesday. You get two for the price of one.
Connell shoots Em a look.
I want action tonight, satisfaction.
A rock glam video is on TV. Em, in her outdoor clothes, is fast asleep on her bed. She stirs at the sound of voices coming from below. She switches off the TV and reaches for her car keys. She drives to the Razzmatazz, that calls itself a sophisticated meeting place. Lisa P and Kelly are there, queens of the crowded disco floor. Four guys, including Sue's brother Pete, are standing at the bar looking mesmerised. Lisa P, thrusting her hips from side to side, moves her fingers across her groin and over her breast and scratches the air like a cat. Red-headed Sue is sitting with Joel.
What are you majoring in?
Russian literature and Slavic languages.
Oh, wow. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
What career track is that?
Cabbie, hot dog vendor, marijuana delivery guy. The world is my oyster.
You can't do another round.
Oh, thanks, Ronnie. We're fine.
Actually, we'll take two more.
I'll have two.
Em and James are there.
Joel, you can have one.
But then I'm gonna stop.
Two for Tuesday.
Connell's wife Ronnie goes off with her cocktail tray.
Hey, I love this song. Come on, let's dance.
Em shakes her head.
What?
Come on.
James takes her by the hand.
Okay.
On the dance floor, he tries out his jive moves.
Here. Ready? Stay with me. You like that?
Yes.
Marcy Feinberg, ninth grade, taught me that one.
Good one.
Thanks a lot.
Lisa P butts in.
Nice moves, Brennan.
Thanks.
Outside the club.
Razzmatazz! Come on, Razzmatazz, we're hungry. Rob, we love you! More!
It knows.
More!
Sue collapses.
Oh my God. You okay?
Razzmatazz!
Joel hauls her up.
Whoa!
There you go.
You're so strong-ish.
I'll take that.
At dawn, Sue and Joel are necking in Em's car parked near the bridge. Em and James are perched on a nearby wall.
I'm so surprised I'm making out with you.
Me too.
Em and James are sitting side by side, looking serious.
Em, I think you're incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit in my life. I'm not ready for this.
Oh.
I need to take things slow.
Okay.
sorry.
She walks off. A little later, she drives away with Joel and Sue making out in the back seat. At Adventureland, Lisa P is struggling down a ramp with a life-size cardboard cutout of a pirate.
Hey. Oh. Let me help you with that.
Thanks.
As she walks off back up the ramp, James races after her.
Hey, so, how's your dad?
I was hanging in there.
Yeah? Still not working?
No.
The music! Express!
These rides are safe, right?
Supposedly. I wouldn't mess around on any of them. Last summer, there was this drunk idiot goofing around in the Comet Buster, trying to kick his buddy. They found his Reebok in the parking lot. With his foot in it.
Yo, Lisa. We're partners today.
Pete tosses away half his corn dog.
So it's official. My friend Boomer hooked me up with a job at the Mercedes dealership on Route 30. Yeah, I get a car right away. Payments deducted from my check. Yeah, I'm gonna go for a 560. Convertible, gold, leather interior. I'm even gonna get a compact disc player. It's gonna be insane.
To the max.
So, hey, Lisa, you wanna go see Judas Priest at Civic Arena? My friend Fitzy got me floor seats, so.
That's okay. Take Boomer. Oh, and go get the hose. There's dried puke down there.
You don't like Priest?
I'm busy that night.
I didn't tell you what night.
James. Hmm. You and I should go out tonight.
Oh, I get it. That's a funny one. Face and douche.
Just let me know when.
Pete,
dried puke?
Pete slopes off. Lisa sprays the air he's just inhabited.
I'm serious. I wouldn't mind going out with a nice guy for a change.
Cool. Yeah, that would be very cool.
Oh, come on, man.
Wanna push a button?
No. I'm on games only. Okay, yeah, which one? Okay.
The waltz are stalls.
Shit. Wow, you fucked this up perfectly.
I know, I work on games, so...
I'm impressed.
I know, I shouldn't have even been here.
Shit.
Hey, Carmelita, I need to ask you something.
I'm in the Crescent Reds, would you?
Yeah. Lisa P just asked me if I wanted to go out with her sometime.
Lisa P?
Yeah. It's insane. I think she might have just been trying to piss off Pete O'Malley, but... can you imagine any universe where she would get with a guy like me?
She asked you out? You're a fucking idiot if you don't go. It's Lisa P.
Hold this, would you?
Yeah.
A cylinder.
That girl's a virgin. You believe that?
Huh. In this day and age, you think...
Well, she's a Catholic girl. They usually won't let you screw them, but what they will let you do...
Yeah, but what about him?
Are you... getting all your needs met by her?
We're taking it slow.
Right. Right, okay, here's the thing. Every time you meet a beautiful woman, don't you imagine what she'd look like underneath you? Naked?
What? No. No?
Someone like Lisa P, I mean, Jesus Christ, it's like every cell in your body's on fire, right?
That's a little hyperbolic, but yeah, no, I see where you're going, yeah.
That's the way we're wired. It's the way we're wired. It sucks, but it's just a fact of nature. It's also tragic.
My feelings for M are... vast.
James, imagine it. Lisa P.
I know. Lisa P.
James can barely breathe.
I know.
In the distance, Joel appears around a corner, clutching a paperback. He sees Sue having her breakfast at an outdoor table. He goes to withdraw, but then steals himself and scurries towards her.
I brought you this. It's one of my favorite authors, Gogol, Russian. He lost his mind, burned the only copy of his final book, and died a week later of self-starvation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hands in his pockets, Joel goes to slope off, but then stops himself.
Hey, do you maybe want to go see a shitty movie or something sometime?
Yeah, I did something kind of stupid. I told my brother that we made out.
That's bad?
No. But he told my parents. more Catholic. You can't tell my parents that you're Jewish.
Oh. But I'm an atheist. I mean, more of a pragmatic nihilist, I guess, or an existential pagan, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so my parents were really strict. I'm sorry.
Sue picks up a breakfast tray.
It's still a good book.
She leaves the book behind. Later in the office, Joel is fixing a cuddly toy as Em clocks in.
I had to go with Sue.
Not so good.
Hey, Em, come on. Don't say anything. Come on. Worst things have happened to the Jews.
Fuck that.
She marches up to Sue.
You know, you don't deserve to date Joel. I mean, you're an anti-Semitic asshole. What do you, like, hate gay people too? Do you support apartheid? You are not my friend.
James and Joel are together in the amusement arcade.
Bam. Child's play.
Look, you can't tell anybody, but I'm going out with Lisa P tonight.
Your what?
Yeah, this morning she asked me if I wanted to hang out with her.
What happened? I thought you were crazy about M.
I am, but, you know, I don't know if she necessarily, like, wants something, you know, kind of serious, and Joel, we're men, you know? We're, like, wired to meet our needs.
Oh, I get it. It's a biological imperative.
Trico, you can't tell anybody, but I have a date tonight. Where's Lisa P?
What? You know, I should give you a double sack whack for telling a lie like that.
Okay, don't believe me.
Where are you going?
The Velvet Touch.
In the evening, James, in a smart shirt and trousers, brings Lisa P to the restaurant where he first tried to get a job.
How's the wine?
Oh.
Lisa P, in a demure blue dress, sniffs the side of her glass.
It's good.
Yeah. I just need to tell you something.
Huh?
Yeah, is it cool if we don't tell a lot of people about tonight? Because I think there's someone at the park who made a little thing for me, and I don't want her to feel bad.
You mean Em?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you like working at the park?
Yeah, I think it could be character building. And, you know, I've made a lot of friends.
Yeah, you and Connell seem pretty tight.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's interesting. I think he's kind of like a, you know, poetic soul.
That guy's got some problems.
What do you mean?
Last summer, he was having this thing with this girl from the snack bar. He used to take her to his mother's basement to have sex with her. His mother's basement? How gross is that?
Wait, but he's married, right?
Didn't stop him from hitting on me.
Wow.
Behind them, Frigo bangs on the restaurant window.
Is that Frigo?
Yeah, it is Frigo. I wonder what he's doing here. I should say hi. I've known him since... Excuse me.
You son of a bitch! That's Lisa P!
Frigo, what the fuck are you doing here?
I'm sorry. I thought you were full of shit, but holy shit! There she is! You didn't get me naked pictures of her?
Frigo, get the fuck out of here, and you can't tell anybody about this,
okay? All right, relax, Brennan. What's the word to you?
You're shaking me down.
Yeah.
I hate you with such great fervor.
James hands Frigo some money. Frigo whacks him in the balls.
Sorry about that. What a coincidence. Frigo was out to rent a video, saw through the window, and...
Wow.
Yeah. And here we are. I wonder how the fondue is tonight.
After dinner, they share a joint outside.
I want to visit... every continent, every country, really. Charles Dickens actually wrote these really interesting travel pieces, but he visited prisons.
Would you rather have a sailboat or a speedboat?
Jeep, I guess.
I think sailboats are, like, way more cooler, you know? Like, more classic. So I bet speedboats would be a lot more fun. What were you saying?
Oh, just babbling.
I just need to get normal before I go inside. Put on some perfume. Cover the smell.
Yes, I was gonna suggest some more perfume.
Oh. James finds a bottle of scotch on the floor of the car.
Jesus, what the hell is this?
Is that yours?
No, I guess it's my dad's.
Here. Pull over here.
James pulls up. Lisa P, tossing her hair and chewing gum, unfastens her seatbelt and presses herself up against him.
Can you smell the pot?
You smell amazing.
Thanks for tonight. It was fun.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, it was.
Their noses touch, followed by a quick peck and a full-blown kiss. He nuzzles her neck and slips down to her breast.
Oh, God. Tiger.
Smiling coyly, she withdraws. Looking into the window, she blows a big pink bubble which James pops.
Good night.
He watches her pert bottom encased in her tight blue dress, swinging from side to side as she walks to her house. Coming into his room, he finds a note on his bed. An Emily called. Love, Mum. He crosses his small bedroom and upends a silver plate trophy, taking his small stash of dope out of the wooden base. He turns the plastic bundle over in his hands and smiles. Next morning, he finds Em in a store cupboard, trying to put a large cuddly toy up onto a shelf.
Hey.
Hey,
I missed your call last night. Sorry about that. I was out with some old high school buddies.
The toy falls to the floor.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, it was. We got caught up reminiscing. I was out pretty late, but what were you calling about?
Calling to say sorry. I feel like I was kind of a jerk the other night.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, me too. I was drunk. And I brought you something.
A brown paper bag.
This bag?
Mm-hmm. What's inside the bag?
Is that a couple of joints?
I think so. For pot cookies.
I follow through.
I do.
Cool. This will be fun.
After dark, she has cookies for him and Joel.
I'm only having half, okay?
Walnuts? You want to see me go into anaphylactic shock?
Bobby and Paulette come up.
Homemade?
Brennan, you need the other half?
James stuffs the whole cookie into his mouth. Later, he and Emma are on the Dodgems in separate cars. Grinning, he can't take his eyes off her, whether she's behind him or in front. They whiz around the Dodgem circuit, knocking and bumping into each other and into other cars. Later, on the Derby Day race game, James is really into his commentary.
And what a race we have here today, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody is in the lead. In fact, what is so mind-blowing about this particular race is how evenly matched these particular competitors are. And yellow is dead last. I don't think yellow's moved once. A fall from grace for the once great stallion Yellow. You know, Yellow has inseminated over 1,000 foals in his lifetime, which might explain his current exhaustion.
Bobby and Paulette are watching him grimly.
And you won, number 9. Here you go. Great job. Hey, Bobby.
Brennan, what are you doing? You been toking up?
What?
You been drinking drugs?
No.
Your eyes are red. Have you been crying?
Yeah, maybe like a little bit.
Cool.
But Bobby, I'm feeling sick of this. I think I had a bad corn pop before, Bobby. That's all.
You know, why don't you go over to Hats Off to Larry and collect some balls?
Okay.
Tell you what, I'll take over this.
Bobby pulls off his wind cheater and steps into the racing booth.
Hey, you all right?
Yep, thank you.
All right.
This is how we met.
All right, and they're off. And the lead is green 5. You'll green up with the lead. Green 5, we're the lead, boy. And there you are, green 5.
At Hats Off to Larry, Joel in a bowler stands on a revolving podium among the black-suited bowler-hatted mannequins. James and Emma watching.
I get some balls.
You're gonna have to get
get more balls.
The customer's always right.
Joel hands them some balls and James crouches down to collect some more. Two blokes wait to play. One hits a hat.
I hit that thing dead on.
Yet he still retains his chapeau.
The customer aims some balls at James, who tries to duck. James tumbles with one of the mannequins. Joel pulls it up by the head.
What the fuck? It's glued on.
So, we have a winner. Congratulations.
The fucking thing is glued on. His hat is glued on.
Fuck this idiot.
What is so fucking funny?
Yeah, what's so fucking funny?
I don't know.
The bloke whacks Joel.
Not so funny now, is he?
M.
You can't do shit like that. Like, what the fuck? You punch him in the face?
Don't fucking touch her, man.
What are you gonna do, faggot?
James faces down the aggressor and whacks him in the gut.
Oh! Oh! Oh, fuck. You're fucking dead!
You jerk!
The other bloke leaps in and James runs for it. Like grease lightning, James hurtles across the precincts of the amusement park. The powerfully built man is hot on his heels. Bobby and Paulette are in the office as James streaks past their window.
The option of a float.
People are trying to kill me.
Fuck out, motherfucker!
Paulette hands Bobby a baseball bat. James scoots out of the way.
Get out of my doorway, motherfucker! Give me a reason! Just give me a fucking reason! You don't know what I'm capable of! Come on! Please! You don't know what I'm capable of!
The bloke runs off. Bobby, his brown eyes blazing, strides back inside.
Thanks, Bobby.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, I'm gonna take the bat.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. You know what, now I think of it, the flute is actually more expensive.
Yeah, I should have seen Brendan Whale on that grease bottle, man.
I can't believe you hit someone. How'd
me
you do
either.
It? Did you hit him like this? Oh, sorry!
Dude,
this guy
was huge. I mean, Brendan Whale, like, one hit, bow, and dropped the guy.
I can't believe that dick hole had
it. His buddy started chasing him all around the park, and then he hit in Bobby's office.
As the guys relive what happened, Joel, nursing a sore nose, looks through his one remaining spectacle lens and sees Em and the hero of the night walking off together. His face falls. M leads James to the maintenance department area.
Where are you taking me? This, you've never been to this place before?
No.
Right? I think you might be the coolest and cutest guy I've ever met.
Really?
I mean, I'm really high, but...
With his hands in the pockets of his hoodie, James leans forward and gently kisses her. Em breaks from their necking with a serious look on her face.
I don't want to lose you.
He nods repeatedly. Beneath the fairy-lit roller coaster track and surrounded by broken fairground parts, they stand together, their foreheads touching. The picture fades. It's morning, and Bobby is holding a limp corn dog in his hand. Paulette is standing by his side next to a stack of boxes.
Forget to refrigerate these?
Yeah.
And when they get in, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Around what time?
In the morning. You smell weird?
Yeah.
I think that's normal, though.
Yeah.
Duffy! Fry these up! Hey, Brennan.
Yeah. I want to talk to you. Want to pick up some extra shifts?
Yeah, sure.
Good, because Joel quit.
What?
He's passed on.
And he moved on, honey. He didn't pass on. He moved on.
I know, I heard you!
Joel comes through a screen door.
What are you doing here?
You didn't call me back.
Look, I can't abide the humiliation of you seeing the inside of my house, the vile plastic slipcovers, the art fair paintings, and it's really messy. Just go around back. I'll meet you.
Okay.
Joel's younger brother is mowing.
Hey! Jeffrey! Turn off the fucking lawnmower!
Fine!
I'm trying to have a conversation here.
Jeffrey rolls the mower down a slope.
Fuck off, fuckface!
Nimrod!
Okay. Hey, you asshole!
Hey, is it... Is it because of Sue? What?
why you quit, because, Joel, you're a great guy, you know, and she doesn't deserve you.
James, look at me. Not a good-looking guy, and I'm poor. Girls aren't gonna go near me when there's all these fucking yuppies around.
That's ridiculous. Not all women are like that. You know, M isn't like that.
M?
Yeah.
You don't even appreciate what you have. You're chasing after Lisa P. When you have this incredible, beautiful girl right fucking there. Fuck this.
Joel walks off, leaving James sitting on a plastic chair at the back of the house, letting Joel's words sink in. At the Adventureland rifle range booth, Em sees a young guy trying to get a rifle to work.
Don't do that.
James comes over to the booth. With a swift kick, Em releases the trap token.
What's your off today?
I need to tell you something. Last week, I went on a date with Lisa P. She asked me out. It was nothing, though. We kissed a little bit at the end of the date, and I felt her breast a little bit, but nothing else.
Right. No intercourse.
No intercourse. Look, I'm sorry. It's just you and I never talked about being exclusive, and I don't want to see her again, okay? You're the one I we'll both be in New York soon, and I want to hang out with you. I want to get to know you better, if you want to get to know me better as well.
James, you don't owe me anything.
I know, but, I want to owe you things. I'm ready to owe you things, okay? Because I really, really care about you. Are you mad at me? Because I'm sorry.
No. No, I'm not mad at you. Thanks for telling me. That was like... really sweet.
She walks off, her shoulders hunched. After work, she sits in her car parked in a dark street. Another car appears around a bend and drives in her direction. Heaving a deep sigh, she watches it park up outside a house on the other side of the street. She flashes her lights. Glancing behind him nervously, Connell jogs towards her.
Are you crazy? You can't come here.
I just can't do this anymore. I'm starting to really fucking hate myself, you know?
Oh, Christ. My wife probably heard me come in. We'll find some place to talk. I gotta make an excuse. Park outside my mom's house.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
At Adventureland.
Brennan! Yo, Brennan! Come here!
Frigo runs up with Rich.
Brendan, you gotta hear this. Tell him what she told me.
I ate too many circus peanuts.
What? No, not that retard. The other thing. Thing about M.
Frigo, shut up. Wait, what thing about M?
I saw M and Connell in his car.
Right. What were they doing in the car, Rich?
They were doing push-ups in his car. They didn't have any pants on.
No pants. Naked push-ups, retard, for fucking James.
Frigo,
fucking...
Frigo, shut up. When did you see this, Rich?
Like a while ago.
Just a couple weeks ago, right, Rich?
Emily's dad is doing paperwork on his bed. Next to him, Francie's in a turban.
Hello?
Mr. Lewin, it's James. Is Emily there?
She said she was with you. She said she was going to go meet you.
Oh, yeah, No, I think we got our wires crossed. Okay, bye.
James looks numb as he hangs up.
What is that? Can you get your mother's car?
Frigo scoots out of his house.
All right, I got the keys. Push me up.
He releases the handbrake, and James pushes the car off the forecourt onto the street. At Connell's mother's house, Em, looking wretched, watches Connell pour them both a drink.
I don't want to drink.
He pours hers into his glass and takes a slug.
You know, James went out with Lisa P last week.
I know.
You know.
Want me to rat out James?
Right.
Frigo and James are on the road.
Slow down.
Shit.
It's Em's car. Let's wait here.
They pull up behind Em's car and turn their lights off.
I stole some of my grandma's cough medicine if you want some.
No.
It's great.
Please.
Okay.
Can you sit down, please? Just for a second.
Em slumps down on the sofa.
Look, you want to end this?
Yes.
Outside.
I got a hockey stick in the back. You want to smash
it?
Windows.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
All right. Okay, brother. I can help.
Oh, shit.
James spots Em coming out of the house and he climbs out of the car.
What are you doing here?
Are you and Connell, like...
Starting, like... I didn't know you when it... How did you find me here?
Lisa P. told me that Connell used to take some other girl here last summer to his mother's basement.
Right.
Yeah, I just, like, don't understand, how you could do this.
I came here to,
I know, I fucked up too. Okay, I fucked up one time and I fucking told you about it, and you think I'm, like, some, like, fucking pathetic idiot or something.
You're not a fucking idiot, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's right.
Deflated, he turns on his heels and walks back to Frigo's car. Em clutches her head in despair. The picture fades to black. At Adventureland, kids go around on a swing ride. James is on a booth where punters fire at balloons. James hands the preppy champ a giant banana.
What? What is this?
Is it a banana?
It's a banana with eyes.
I'd watch my mouth if I were you, carnival boy.
The preppy couple and their chum smirk scornfully and go. James sits in the corner of the booth and tosses the discarded banana to the floor. He goes to find Em, who's in the arcade. She sees him, but doesn't react. He steps away and walks over to Lisa P, who's playing a flipper machine.
Hey. What's up?
They have a drink at Razzmatazz.
Whoa.
I actually feel sorry for them, you know, like sneaking around and lying to everybody.
This is so pathetic. He's a married man.
I know. Hey, Lisa, you can't, like, tell anybody about this? Ever?
Of course. I would never.
In the morning, Em wanders across Adventureland, her hands dug into the front pockets of her jeans, her head bowed. She sees two girls in pink T-shirts whispering and giggling as she passes them. A small boy hands her a broken ship's wheel.
Thanks.
Munch slopes up.
Hey, Em, what's up?
Love and life, you know.
Hey, you know, I play the drums. I did this killer drum solo at the high school talent show once. I played Limelight by Rush.
Living on a lighted stage approaches the unreal for those who think and feel in touch with some reality beyond the blah, blah, blah.
Good night, Adventureland.
What the fuck was that?
You like musicians, right?
Em slips past him. In the office, there's a pile of stuffed toy bananas lying on Bobby's desk, and he's carefully gluing eyes on one of them.
Hey, honey, I'm running out of googly eyes. Do you need
more? Yeah, me too, but I found these, so I've just been...
Eye patches.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, Em. What's up?
Em clocks out.
I quit. See ya.
Frigo's mum is at the wheel with Frigo in the front and James in the back.
There's something wrong with this car. How's your father check? He's making a funny, squeaky sound. I don't know what the problem is.
Shithead!
Em screeches past a lorry. James wheels round in his seat as she drives on. Hearing voices all around him, James tries to appear nonchalant.
Em, where were you?
Yes. Can you believe that?
Campbell
has been sleeping with Connell all summer.
Hell yeah, man. Connell is now a
Connell
guy.
Is a freaking god.
His shoulders sunk into his back, he hurries past a carousel towards the Music Express where Lisa P. works.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hi. Look, I don't know what to say, but everyone is talking about M and Connell.
Kelly's got such a big F in mouth. I'm sorry, because I gave you my word. We were just so wasted that night. You know I can't hide nothing from Kel. Are you mad at me?
Well, yeah, Connell's gonna freak out and M quit.
I feel bad for Connell. I have a hard time feeling sorry for M. Guys can't help themselves.
But he's the married one.
Yeah, M's a freaking homewrecker.
Yeah, he's cheating on his wife, though.
I can't believe you're defending her.
What? Because guys can be shitty and women can't.
Whoa.
The music!
Kel!
Express. Lisa P. and Kelly start putting down their moves, and James slopes off. At Em's house, her dad and Francie have got company.
You know, it's fun because it's really more like dancing than exercising, you know? I have a blast. I've been trying to get him to go with me, but he won't go.
No, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, I don't like lifting my knees that high.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Emily! You know, the Ostros and the Waldsteins?
Em, barely acknowledging them, pours herself a drink.
Can I get anyone a refresher?
Francie, these pieces, I love them.
So great.
Oh, those, there, I love those. I think they are so fun.
You're so artsy.
I love what you've done with the house. Thank you.
It's clean.
I thought the house was a lot nicer the way my mom used to have it. It's pretty barferific, if you ask me. Is that some kind of joke, Emily?
No. It's not.
I think you owe me an apology right now.
I don't owe you shit.
All right, okay, you know what? Give me the drink. Look, you weren't invited, and I don't want
right,
you here,
right,
okay?
Stop,
you know
I
wasn't
invited to the
yes,
party.
Yes, you weren't
Francie,
invited, okay?
M,
frankly, I don't like
M.
you coming in here to say whatever the hell you want, okay?
Oh,
I'm
right.
Sick and tired of your behavior, you ungrateful little bitch. Give me the drink.
Okay,
Emily. Now you're good. Oh, God damn it.
M pulls at Francie's wig.
Emily! Emily! This has to stop. You cannot say those things. No more.
Oh, I can't say what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling every fucking day.
Em stands on the terrace overlooking the pool, her arms folded, trying to calm herself down. In a bar, James chooses a record on a jukebox and goes back to his drink. He drives home in his parents' car.
Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on. Your pale blue eyes.
Slowing down, he reaches for his dad's half-drunk whiskey bottle and takes a slug, spilling some over his mouth. As he drinks some more, a car comes around the corner, headlights blazing. Dazzled, he turns the wheel to avoid a collision.
Oh, fuck.
He mounts a verge straight into a tree. Cut to black. It's morning, and he's fast asleep in the car.
James, get out of the car.
It's his mother.
Now!
He opens the car door and vomits.
Oh, God. Come with me.
He staggers up and follows her.
You care to explain how Mrs. Frigo's rhododendron got here?
A rhododendron seems to have caught up in the back wheel of the car.
Good morning.
What's this, mister?
Mr. Brennan blinks nervously as his wife confronts James about the whiskey bottle.
What the hell
is wrong with you? You know, I think that Adventureland has made you regress or something. You know, you're quitting that job.
I never want to go back there again.
Good. How much have you saved?
$1,322, give or take.
Well, the front axle is broken, but that might cover the damage. And you're going to have to pay for Mrs. Frigo's rhododendron, too.
I need every cent of that for New York.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, you should have thought about that before you went out on this little joyride of yours.
She picks up the bottle and leaves the room. James looks across at his dad, who remains impassive. Eric.
Brennan! I'm back!
Thank God. How the hell are you?
Well, Europe changed me. It was revelatory. There I was, going from one incredible city to the next. The ruins, the cathedrals, the endless art treasures. And I realized something. Fuck the old world. I want the new world.
What?
And I want it now.
What do you mean?
I'm going to Harvard Business.
You what? You're applying?
No, I'm in, actually. You know, strings were pulled, wheels greased.
Wait, that's in Boston. What about New York and the apartment?
Sorry about that, man. Can't really help you out there.
James wanders into Adventureland and sees Bobby and Paulette up ahead.
Hey, Glitterbug! Hey, in the clown mouth!
These guys.
Hey, Bobby, Paulette.
Hey, Brennan.
Hey, how are you?
You know, we're just, it's the last weekend of the season. Just getting ready for winter, closing up shop.
You have to turn all these lights off.
Your check's in the office.
Okay.
Gonna see you next summer?
Thank you, Bobby, for everything, really.
Gonna see you next summer.
Well, thank you, really.
He emerges from the office with his paycheck.
Oh, he's hit.
Yeah. And I keep thinking I'm about to wake up any second, and he gets up, gets on stage, puts on a guitar, and we do a whole fucking set of songs. We do Vicious, Shed a Light on Love.
What a pisser.
We do I'm Waiting for the Man. Hold on 1 second.
Connell comes over to him.
Hey, last paycheck?
Yep. So how's it going?
Ronnie found out everything.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was bad. It's blown over now, mostly.
Hey, do you speak to Em?
Since she quit. You?
As James shakes his head, Connell glances over his shoulder at the three girls he was talking to.
You know the song is, it's called Satellite of Love, the Lou Reed song. You said Shed a Light on Love, but it's Satellite.
Yeah, no, it's Satellite of Love.
Yeah, it's like Skylab.
Yeah, no, it's called Satellite of Love.
Yeah.
James looks pointedly at Connell, who looks away with a wry smile, acknowledging that James has seen through him.
Take care of yourself, Brennan.
Yeah, you too.
They shake hands, and Connell returns to the trio of impressionable young girls.
Where were we? Satellite of Love.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
It's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's a good tune, huh?
On a hill.
We got the Viacom, fellas! We got the Viacom here! I need some press and fire, but I can handle it! I think I got this under control!
Get friend it. Eric boned you, huh?
Yeah.
How are you gonna pull off New York now?
I can't pull it off. I'm stuck here.
What's the point of being a writer and artist anyway? Herman Melville wrote fucking Moby Dick. And he was so poor and forgotten by the time he died that in his obituary, they called him Henry Melville. You know, like, why bother? They're just going to forget our fucking names anyway.
Joel sucks on his pipe and James sinks a beer.
I heard Em went back to New York.
I wish it didn't end like that. I should have... I don't know.
Get behind me! Boom! I got two! There's one! There's two!
As Frigo takes on an invisible unit of Viet Cong with a firecracker in each hand, James comes to a decision. Joel gives a hopeless sigh.
Your Herman Melville story, that's bullshit.
It's true, they called him Henry.
No, I mean, he wrote a 700-page allegorical novel about the whaling industry. I think he was a pretty passionate guy, Joel. I hope they call me Henry when I die, too.
Yeah, one can only hope.
Woo!
Frigo trudges up, exhausted from his battle.
Brennan, don't get all drunk and fall asleep.
Why?
Because I'll jack off on your face.
Okay. I'm gonna go.
What?
I'll see you around, Frigo.
James holds his hand out to Frigo and
all right.
Whacks him in the balls.
Ah, good
luck with him. Even.
Good one.
That's nice, Brennan.
Joel falls back on the grass laughing.
That must have hurt.
James hugs his mother and shakes his father's hand. Mr. Brennan, standing behind his wife, holds her by the shoulders as Joel gets into the driver's seat of his car and drives James away. James's bus arrives in Manhattan on a rainy evening, the tall, shadowy skyscrapers dwarfing him on both sides of the street. Up ahead, the big red neon sign of the New Yorker lights up the sky. James gazes out of the bus window at people hurrying by, sheltering under their umbrellas. His head lolling back against the headrest, he smiles contentedly. At the front of the bus, the driver in his peaked cap is silhouetted against the bright lights outside. The lights passing his window are like blurred dots in the rain. As he smiles, the dimple in his cheek deepens. Later, he stands in a doorway, sheltering from the torrential rain. A van lumbers down the street, and in its wake, a slender figure under an umbrella. James, with a rucksack over one shoulder, his curly hair completely soaked, steps out in front of her. Em's eyes widen.
Well, hi. I just got off a bus. I'm a New Yorker now. I assume I should probably buy an umbrella.
I don't think I can see you.
What?
This summer was rough. I did things that I really regret.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry I told Lisa P about you and Connell. She, you know, told the rest of the world, but I'm not gonna lie, I was really angry at you, but you didn't deserve that.
No, James. I am so sorry for fucking this up. You know, you are the only good thing that happened this summer.
She makes a move to go.
Wait, Em. I think I maybe see you a little differently than you see yourself. Yes, I see the person who fucked up, but I also see the person who saved me from being knifed over a giant-ass panda. Who introduced me to psychotropic chocolate chip cookies. And who stood up for Joel. And who doesn't make apologies for herself. Look, my theory is you can't just avoid everybody you screw up with. Man, you should trust me, I'm a New Yorker.
A very wet New Yorker with a wise, grown-up smile on his face. Up in her apartment.
You are soaking wet.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you can wear?
I'll check.
Do you want some tea?
Yeah. No, everything in here is soaking wet.
She hands him a towel.
Here.
Thanks.
He dries off his hair.
So you're going to Columbia?
No, I mean next year.
Oh, why?
I wrecked my dad's car, and, I lost all my carny money.
So what's the plan?
I'm gonna crash the Y for a week. I'm gonna look for a shitty job, and, I don't know.
Can you give me your shirt?
He pulls off his wet T-shirt.
Oh.
And wraps himself in the towel.
I'll get you another shirt.
Thanks.
She crosses to a chest of drawers.
Hey, Em. I really missed you.
She holds up a gray game shirt.
You want to wear this?
I never want to see that again. Why do you have that? Why do you have that stupid shirt?
He pulls her towards him and kisses her.
Is it okay?
They kiss again, and their hands entwine. The towel slips off his shoulders, and she wraps her arms around his neck as they kiss. She pulls off her sleeveless dark green hoodie, and he helps her pull off her white vest. She unfastens her black bra at the back and steps out of her jeans.
Are we doing this?
I think so.
Okay, we are. Okay.
He gets out of his wet jeans with a grin and then his socks. And they kiss again. They stand with their arms around each other, lips pressed together, in front of a narrow, rain-spattered window. They break from the kiss and look into each other's eyes. Cut to black.